And welcome to another episode of Laughable Advice, where we take your real relationship disaster stories, crack a couple jokes, and maybe give some advice that you can use. Because as my grandfather used to say, if you're not laughing, you're crying. My name's Vince. You may or may not have heard me on 99.1 PLR. And with me today, my co-host from Fox's 99 to Beat, the lovely Dee Ortiz. How you doing today, Dee?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic, especially considering who we have right here in the middle square. I was going to say, as with Ann B. Davis coming out of the middle like the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Can you make that effect happen?
Here's the story. That would be so great. And you're just looking up. We're all looking up like that. Wow. So I can do one where I'm like looking up and then we look left. Remember the Brady Bunch?
That would actually be really fun.
Give us a couple up downs and then I can edit.
Look around. That's
amazing. So this is Melissa from Melissa in the Morning. Oh my gosh. WICC 660 and formerly 95.9 The Fox, but now you've taken that over as well.
Yes, well, you know.
I know. You're taking over.
News travels fast. That's true. Thanks for having me. This is so cool. I don't even think I'm qualified to be here, but I'm so excited.
No, I think you are for a couple reasons. So, one, when I first started here a couple years ago, you were one of the coolest people to me when I first came in as a new person. And, like, it's hard, you know, as somebody coming into a new place, especially when it's, like, competitive and it's, like, on-air stuff, and there's, like, personalities and egos. Like, you were just like very chill. So, like, I appreciate that you were welcome to me. And also, like, out of everybody that we've had so far as guests, I think you're the only one that's in like the traditional stable relationship. Like, you're like professionally good. You're you know what I mean? Like, you're professionally, personally, everything wow. seems to be at a good level where it's not like, yeah, I just moved out. I don't have my kids or whatever. Like, I was living with two guys and now I'm moved in with my other guy. You know what I mean? It's like, there's been stuff
I'm
square. On this show.
That's what he's saying.
No, I'm saying I'm saying you're normal in a good way. Like, this
is cool. I've dated two people and I married the second one. So there you go. Almost 2 decades. In.
So then you need to tell us how that happened.
So yeah.
All right, you know what? Let's.
I got this.
All right, let's start from the beginning. Then you say you don't. This is news to me because this is the first time we've talked about this. Tell us a little story. How did that come about? You dated two people. Who was the first one? And then tell us about how the second one came to be.
Wow. This is This is okay.
As much as you want. You know.
It's not really that exciting though. So I was dating a guy in high school. And we were together for 2 years and I went to college, found out he was cheating on me and enter second boyfriend, new boyfriend. I ended up marrying a couple years after college. That's it. I mean, yes, we had a couple breakups in between, me and the hubs.
Really?
We've been going strong 18 years. Wow. Yeah. So. That's the Cliff Notes version.
But that's awesome.
Thanks. He's a good guy.
You know, the past couple episodes have been about, like, myself, our last guest, Ron. It's like, you know, we're both approaching 40, and it's like we're single.
You look great. It's like crazy to me because you guys don't look it.
I love how she just blasted that I'm in my 40s. I'm like 22. Like, I don't know why.
You look younger than me. I agree. It's true. I've said this so many times. I agree.
The one thing you didn't tell him is that what keeps your relationship so perfect is having a work wife.
Oh, that actually does help a lot. Yeah. That and the fact that I only see my husband 48 hours a week.
There we go.
That's a true statement. I do think that makes a difference, not in the sense that, you know, you should be apart from people, but I do think we don't do enough to kind of like be like, it's okay. I want my own space. He wants his own space. I have a job where I work at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I only see my husband a little bit in that like passing ships.
But we have the weekends together.
And you miss each other.
So you
miss each other.
Nice.
And I feel like that's, I miss him. Yeah, exactly. That's so true. But having a work wife does help.
What does he do for a job?
He is a health insurance broker.
Oh, okay.
It's about as sexy as it gets.
I did auto and home, so I get it. I got my life and health license just before I got my job here because that was like my not backup, but like, you know, that was the thing I was going to do if I didn't get a radio job. Yeah.
Totally.
Which I'm still part time here. So if anybody needs life or health insurance, hit me up. I'm still licensed.
Right. Yeah. Listen, he does it all.
I don't know where
market,
the rates.
Market, man. Market.
I have no idea what the rates look like now, but you mentioned that, you know, you thought I look good for I'm 39. I'm going to be 40 in February. I'm okay with the little bit of gray in my beard. I'm okay with a little bit of gray in my hair. Good. The thing that weirded me out was I started getting gray in the chest hair, and that's a little too Burt Reynolds for me right now.
Okay, well, listen, but I feel like you should be matching, because if you don't, then it looks like you're one of those people who doesn't want to age, and then you're dying one thing and not the others.
I've thought about
pattern.
Okay,
like I like consistency.
All the way through.
I like consistency. So there's something like to me that I'd be like a little thrown off if it's like, oh, you, why?
It's are not
we,
salt
why
and pepper,
are we
yeah.
like 15 year old, all good color, but then you've got the gray? Right. There's a disconnect
there. But I just noted the other day when I was like shaving, I would look down and I was like, oh boy, there's like salt and pepper in my chest hair. That's like a thing I anticipated happening as I got older,
well,
you know?
Here we are.
Yes. I mean, I get them in my eyebrows. I mean, and I'm mad about that. I'm like, why is there three gray hair? And then it's like, do you pull them out? Am I going to have a bald spot?
Gray.
I pull them out. I pull them out.
My mom used to say, if you pull out a gray hair, two more come back in.
Oh, that's a lie.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true.
No, that's
or not.
A lie. I've been plucking mine out off of my head since I first saw the first one at 22. And I mean,
so it's only been 3 years that she's been plucking grays because she's only 25,
that's
which is
true.
Crazy.
That's true. Wild. I know I lied and said I was 21. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm say, please don't lie to the people.
You have to
sorry,
give an
guys.
Age that's over the drinking age, though. So that's nice.
Oh, that's true.
Fair. That's true. Fair. That's facts.
Yeah. So we've got, I know we have a picture of Senator Ryan Fazio up here, because in the preamble, which I might just keep in or throw in the end as an outtake, we were saying how much that he looks like
Clark Kent. Yes, he does.
He does.
I mean, I like Senator Fazio just like personally as a person. Thanks, Melissa. That's what it means. He's just a good guy. You know, despite the fact that he's running for governor, like as a person. take out the fact like what party he's for and all that. Like
right.
he's just a down to earth, really good guy. But he does look like Clark Kent.
He really does.
How long have we called him Superman?
Forever.
But I didn't know her reference when she said
I was trying
earlier.
To remember his name.
She's like, Superman came
like,
to the Puerto Rican parade. I'm like,
I was
what?
Like representing. I was like, you know, Clark Kent, you know, Superman, Fabri. She's
Fazio.
Like,
I'm like, it's yeah. I was like, oh, Senator Fazio. That's pretty
I'm
cool.
like, yes.
But then we had to show you what he looked like.
Yeah. Oh,
does
yeah.
he not look like Clark
he
Kent?
He does.
Yeah.
Like,
and even,
he does.
One even
he
like this, this shirt right here where he's kind of got the tight shirt thing going on. He's got, yeah, it looks
he's
like he's going to. It looks like
we
he's
got,
gonna.
You know,
oh, the buttons
need,
are already
you
ripping.
Need, you need to get him to do this on
okay,
the show. That's what you need.
We're gonna get
you
him
gotta,
on
you
here.
Gotta have him do the classic Superman.
We need the connections. Like I have connections with like comedians, and you know she's got other connections
I'm a newsie,
with like.
I have
yeah, I was gonna say now we can get. It's
these
like
guys, Lamont,
six
Elliot,
degrees of separation.
Of
sure, to
I
get
got
these
you.
Guys on. That's
anything
perfect.
News, I got you, my guy. Connecticut news, I should say. Like, don't ask me for anybody outside.
Well,
Connecticut.
Yeah.
But I got you here. I got you.
That's...
You want to get connected to Clark Kent? I got you.
We got it. We'll make him wear a Superman shirt.
I would absolutely tell him the only way he could do it is even if it was just the T-shirt under a button-up shirt.
Fitted.
He's got to do it. Yeah, like a dry fit, like an Under Armour with the Superman. Ooh, yeah,
yes.
yeah.
I think you even try to find if you can find a telephone.
Oh, like a booth for him to
have him come out and then enter the show. If you could do
it's
a separate clip,
it's a whole thing.
If you could do a separate clip, I think that'd be pretty.
You know, after
awesome.
After
we talked to about bringing that in,
it took three episodes and they got rid of my producer. You think they're going to afford a telephone?
I just think if we wanted to,
I'm manually figuring out how to switch the camera to me right now as we're doing this live.
AI,
maybe yeah,
yeah. Maybe we have. I don't know. Maybe
yeah, we'll get an AI phone booth.
Right, just make it a background.
Literally,
he just enters out,
yeah.
And it's like, what is he? What are we even talking about? It's like, oh, I don't know. We just thought of the introduction, and we know you're coming out of a phone booth, and you're wearing
yeah. And I'll just be there, like with a kazoo. You know, we have him come out, and he just
cut.
I think that's perfect.
And that's his campaign commercial.
Oh yes, we just helped him. That's amazing. We have
you should
text
you know
him. Let him know.
There's something to be said. That could be a good gimmick for him because he does look like it, and you know. Being the party that he's
Steve,
in.
Steve, Connecticut.
It's all, yes. It's
he
all,
doesn't sound like that,
but
I'm just saying,
but
yeah.
But you have the voiceover
so
guy that sounds like that. You know, it's like the able to leap over tall buildings. He's like able to leap over, you know, some sort
this
of government. Yeah.
We're like, you can
jump,
do something.
You know, yeah, jump over red tape in the government and like a speeding bullet or something. You come with fucking slogans and stuff. And he jumps out like he comes out of, I don't know, pick a restaurant downtown or something, and instead of the phone booth, he like comes out of the bathroom or something, and he just
walks
out.
There's only room for one of us.
That's
in this
right.
town, you know
well,
what I mean?
I feel like.
Now we've gone to a Western style.
Partner.
Yeah. He has a cowboy hat.
Wow,
wow. I like
that
idea. I don't
we
know.
Should let
listen.
Him know that we should be on his PR team.
I was going to say, you should call them.
Well, I mean, you know, the.
Just send him this episode.
Yeah, we'll just. This is our pitch
this
to him.
Is it.
We
right.
have no budget.
You
we just
us.
Have a lot of ideas.
So many ideas, and certainly no background in politics. But hey,
no.
We think this could work. We feel like.
Well,
this
listen,
could
he's going to have a hard row to hoe here in terms of like campaigning and winning, because generally the last 30 years, we're not going to get into politics here, but I think for him, Republicans generally have a harder time getting elected in Connecticut. So he needs a viral ad campaign.
It's all about the likes. I mean, listen,
we got you.
Yeah.
We're here. I feel like you just found a team. That's amazing.
We're a fun team too.
That was just developed in like 10 minutes.
And it was
phenomenal.
And do you know what it all came down to D going, Superman came to the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
See, this is why you should go. You should let your. I've always said that your thoughts should leave your mind.
No,
more.
What do you say all the time about me? We figured out why I'm the person that
know,
I am.
You want to know how
out my brain?
I figured out there's a mathematical equation, and it's as simple as this.
Here we go.
Ever watch in baseball how there are batters on deck? Okay, follow me here. That's D's head. So D has about 10 players, topics, if you will, that are on deck.
Okay.
And as soon as someone says something that remotely connects to that player, that comes on deck and out into the like D hemisphere,
no matter
if
what
you
it
will.
Is.
So I can't even remember what the topic was that we talked about. We can't talk about that.
Let's just do a snippet of it, though.
Sure.
It was about my friend going to a farm milking cows, and for some reason, that moment of milking cows reminded me of something. And I said it, everybody's mouth was like, what? And I'm like, oh no, I wasn't supposed to say it. But it just.
Because it was on deck.
Mm-hmm.
It connected to one of the 10 players on deck.
Right.
And that's how that works for Day.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that out. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm glad.
I'm happy about it because I'm like, somebody understands me. This is crazy. I never even knew that. And it's true.
And that's another reason that I wanted to have you on is because I know you two, but you know, you've known each other for a couple of years. Like if you asked anybody or you asked me, I'd say, oh, they've known each other since they were like five.
I know, we were soulmates.
You've got this
energy. It doesn't make any sense that we're this close.
No.
How long have you actually known each other?
Are we going on our four-year anniversary in October?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes. We literally met, introduced ourselves, hugged, and that was it.
That was it. And it's so crazy because I don't really like people. Like I don't really
that.
Like yeah. I don't connect with people. That's probably a nicer way of putting it. I mean, because you know, we do this for a living, right? We talk to a lot of people and it's great. But to actually feel like you're only going to let your freak flag fly for so many people.
Right.
And I am very closed off. Like I'm not somebody who lets their weirdness out for everybody. For some reason, I instantly felt comfortable with Dee and felt like I just am never going to be judged. This girl is just going to like love me. And I don't know how to explain that, but she's been my work wife now for almost 4 years and it's been a blessing. Mm-hmm. So
I keep the relationship alive because he will be like, you know, some husbands are like, I don't want to go to that event tonight. And she'd be like, well, is it okay if I bring Dee? He's like,
yes.
Like he's all about
it. It's actually like a godsend.
You're welcome, Derek.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's true. Yeah. Oh,
Derek's
a huge Dee fan.
Yes. He even named me Deandra.
Deandra.
Oh,
her name is
okay.
Deandra,
yeah.
Which is not her name, but
not
at
right.
all. That is her name in our household. Mm-hmm. Even my son calls her Auntie D and Auntie Aww. Deandra. If she's being dramatic, Auntie Deandra.
That's fun.
Which happens, yeah.
Wasn't expecting you to say your husband was a big fan of the D 15 minutes into our podcast, but you know, it is what it is.
D-E-E.
I know.
Me D, not that D.
That D, no. No, that's, no. Nope.
Breaking news. No.
I can't handle that. Yeah, no. He is just, I'm it
this
for him.
Is it. This
That's
is
good.
It. This is his weakness.
He's a happy man. He's all good. He's all set.
You heard that, women? Stay away.
Oh, I am that girl.
Oh, really?
And for absolutely no reason, because my husband's not interested in him. He's a Bostonian. Like, he'll tell you, a woman will walk in and say you're handsome, and he's like, please don't, because my wife will lose it. Like, yes. I am that person.
I always say she has like three different personalities. She has the radio personality. As soon as she walks out of that studio, the like silly fun. And then she has the crazy, don't look at my man.
Oh.
So it's
bad
to see that.
It's bad.
It's nice to see.
It's nice to see that. Yeah. Yeah. That I'm a psycho. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never not been that way.
Which is cool. Cause like, I don't know. I look at, cause I'm a single guy. I'll look at a couple and I can like, I don't know, I can eyeball kind of whether or not I feel like they're happy or they're engaged. And like, but I look at you, I'm like, Yeah, that all makes sense. Yeah. Like, I just look at you two, I'm like, good looking people, good looking couple. Seems like they're both professionals. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
is cleaned up.
Yeah, no, he's a good looking guy.
That guy's a 12 out of 10. It's really annoying because he wasn't that way when we started dating.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because when we started dating, he was an average looking guy. I liked him because he was really funny and he was very emotionally supportive of me. Yeah. Like I said, I got out of this horrible relationship and he was my best friend. But no, we're talking maybe a 5 or 6 out of 10.
So, Dee, this is what we were talking about last time, investing in a penny stock.
Mm.
That's what we were talking about.
That's
where
what I did, I think. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I feel like I did.
You, right? I mean, you said he was
a
fighter. This guy, listen, you bought in on, like, you know, Google on the first day, and now it's like 10 years later. And
guys,
it's like
a 12 out of 10.
Right, exactly.
But that's why I'm such a psycho, because I recognize it. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Guy's a knockout. It's really annoying.
Yeah, and from a single guy's perspective, it's annoying, because whenever you see. I'm the type of guy where I'm like, God, I hope her husband's like ugly or fat or there's something wrong with him or he's got an accent. It's like, no, not at all.
He's like really nice, really funny, but he's also got that Bostonian side to him. So he's like got that like kind of quirky a-hole side to him. But he's got a great head of hair, like sparkling blue eyes. It's like, dude, what the actual? He looks like he's like a Viking, for God's sake.
He does.
The perfect beard. Like, what the actual? It's so annoying. Drives me nuts.
That's why you like him.
Yeah. I do.
That aggression.
I like him a lot.
I'm just going to point that out. That aggression you just saw.
I just want to take him all the time.
That's the fourth side of her. That's the fourth side. That's the side we don't get to see.
You know how in Star Wars they have the Force?
Yeah.
That's what I have.
That's what you have.
It's like the idea of, crazy. Sorry.
No, that's I'm glad, you know, just to get some insight into it, because we've been down this road on the podcast before.
I need the insight.
Yeah.
No, because we've been down this road before on other episodes. It's like I've just had a succession of not abject failures, but just like a year, couple years, 2 years, 3 years, and then like, it's done, and then move on to something else. Mm. So like to hear 18 years, like that's a pretty solid streak in my eyes. I'm like, what's your secret? You know?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like you do have to start as friends, but I also think society totally messes up our thoughts of what a healthy relationship is.
Mm.
So, for example, for so long, I would hide the fact that I am very possessive of my husband. But what's interesting is he embraces that because he says it secures him. Like, he knows I'm not cheating on him because he's like, there's no way you'd even give me that kind of attention and like you want that if you were interested in other people. And so I think even embracing what society will say is like not normal or not OK.
Right.
Like, you just do what is right for the couple, whatever that may be. Yeah. And so we've always been authentic to that. I do think allowing you to stay individual in your own place, like Derek does weekends with just his guys. I do things with just Dee or with my brother in Florida. I think that's like healthy to never lose yourself in a relationship either.
For
like
sure.
That's huge. It is. It's huge. But
yeah. And there was, unfortunately, and I think it might just be the type of girl that I date, is like we date for a little while and then it's like, it stops being us living in separate space. Like, I own my own house, and a lot of times I date a girl that like lives with roommates or lives with whatever, different living situations. Then it becomes like, oh, we're going to stay over a couple nights. And it's basically like they've moved into my fucking house without paying a mortgage. And then it's like, it is just you and them on the couch or doing, and it's like they're never gone. And there's an old saying from a guy named Bruce Pritchard in the pro wrestling business, and he goes, how can I miss you if you won't go away?
That's true. But it is. I do think that's a big deal. And even when you do then share that space, I mean, gosh, we share a kid and we share a bank account. And there is so much that you like progressively share. And I mean, the amount of times we have fought and had our battles and our valleys and everything is, I mean, it's countless. But I think it's remembering to, you know, what is it you even like about the person?
Right.
You know, because we kind of get stuck. We kind of get like where you're sort of like bored with it, or you feel like, is this really something you could do for life? But dating, that's like another thing. Like, I can always tell when Derek and I are in a weird place because we haven't dated in a while. So like every year we go away, just the two of us for a full week. No phones, no anything. Yeah, we just came back from Paris. We've never gone out of the country together, just the two of us. But that was amazing. You know, going on date nights once a month, at least somebody to watch the kid, even if it's just to go for a walk for 15 minutes. Like, we don't date. We like nobody dates.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Like, we don't do it. Like, chivalry's dead.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, people don't understand. That breaks a lot of relationships up. And it's like, once you're in a relationship for so long, if you're your own person, like you said, you live your own lives. But sometimes as you get deeper in a relationship, you start to see things shift where now people are so comfortable that we live together. I pay the bills. We went grocery shopping. We don't need to go on a date. We have food here, but it's not about that.
No, you get
it's
complacent.
About still dating. You know, it's like you go out into the world and you see these people dating, and then you know you have to keep that alive. That's what keeps that and talking and communicating. Mm-hmm. You still have to have time for yourself, your partner, and then family time. And I feel like that's how it should go. And it's like some people just give up completely and don't understand why things are sour or feel like they're fine, and the other partner's like, but it's not. And I've told you, people don't listen. And I feel like in a relationship, especially something so long, it's like you still have to keep that alive from like when you first started. But then as you keep going in your relationship, you see things little by little falling apart, and then you try to address it. And when your partner doesn't understand or is like, I don't see the problem, that's when you know there is a problem, because they're not worrying about how you're feeling, because you miss that. You miss going out on dates. You miss going out to dinner. You miss going out on vacations, even for a drive.
Yeah.
You know, the I'm too tired or I'm working too much. No, like it takes 10 minutes.
Well, and you said something so important. There'd be like humility, right? And transparency and accountability. So we've had times where I feel like I'm showing up and Derek's just not, or he feels like he's showing up and I'm just not. And I think being able to admit that you came up short is okay.
Yes.
You know, and I think sometimes we care way too much about our ego and our pride to be like, there's no way I could have caused this issue.
Right.
But there have been plenty of times where, you know, for a great example that I've had to like kind of learn over the years is I get out of work around 11, 12 o'clock most days. And before I pick up my son from school, our son from school, I have about a 2.5 hour like time period in there. Now, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But for a long time, my husband would be like, well, you got 2.5 hours. Why don't you come down to see me and we have lunch together once in a while? And to me, I'm like, well, what about my time? What about me? And he's like, I will give you your time when I come home if you'd like to watch a show by yourself. But I think we could carve out time. So even though there's that rebuttal and it's like, I see what you're saying, you don't feel like I'm prioritizing us enough, to be able to have that humility of like, thank you for telling me that. Didn't realize I was coming up short, and there are creative ways.
It's the effort.
Is okay. Right. It's that, you know, knowing that neither of us are going to be perfect, but that it's like ultimately the goal is I want to be with you. You want to be with me.
And
so
you
how
do understand
we make that?
And you understood what bothered him. So you moving. Okay. Well, you know what? Once a week, that's what I'm going to focus on.
Right.
It's listening.
And I'm stubborn.
But that's the thing. And listen, being I feel like also, but you're stubborn, but you listen and you hear and you fix. There's people that literally are so prideful and so selfish that they'll be like, well, I don't see the problem. I mean, but then are doing things on the, you know, by themselves out. And you're like, but I could have went with you. Like,
even
if it's like grocery shopping, even if it's, you know, oh, I'm running to an event. Okay, well, maybe I'll go and have a drink while you're working. Or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's compromise. It's communication. It's how can I make this better? I saw what the problem was. I want to fix it. Or I want to at least try to make it better.
And also, I noticed what you said a lot was he will say something to me. I will say something to him. We're having a discussion. I don't hear that a lot, especially as like you get into the younger generations of people. It tends to be one person has a problem with the other person and they stew about it and they don't communicate. And then by the time it gets to that point, it's not communicating. It's like yelling or not necessarily overreacting, but finally it's like death by a thousand cuts. You're like, well, you just stop, whatever it is. Stop doing that. You know, put the toilet paper the other way,
snap,
whatever.
Right. Yeah. Rather than a conversation, it's a snap.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's another, you know, really good tip for people is like just the ability to communicate and not just for you to communicate to your partner, but for you to be open enough.
Right.
Conflict is actually a really great thing. People don't like conflict because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to feel attacked. But if you're attacking in love, then conflict should be a great thing because A, it shows that you both care.
Yes.
Right. So if somebody walks away from a conversation, so my husband, again, Bostonian, he is either like all or nothing. So there will be times where if I come at him and I'm like, hey, like I will text him right now. Hey, you know, I have an issue with something. We need to talk about it when you get home. So my husband will say, like, thanks for the heads up. I'm not in a great place because of work. I need to process whatever it is that you need to talk about. And I will get to you. But he'll give me a time, like a set time. Like, hey, this is a conversation for Tuesday night because I'm too busy with X, Y, and Z. For a long time, that would bother me because I'd think, okay, so what I need from you is not a priority enough. You're pushing me off. When I realize that it's like, no, he wants to thoughtfully come to the table and hear me out and not be distracted. And so when you, again, realize that if you are coming at things with love, whether it's controversy or not, if you know it's coming from a loving place and not from a, you want to tear me down, you don't like me anymore, I don't matter. It's like a perception. Perception matters. That's the best way I could put it. And and controversy is a good thing. Conflict means that you care. And I don't understand why we're always like, oh, we don't want to be confrontational. No, no, that's good. That's good because you're just not going to agree. If you're agreeing, then something's wrong.
Right.
Something's wrong. And look, my husband and I are very similar. We're both cancers. We're 8 days apart from each other. We have very similar mindsets. The way that we work, think, act is very similar, but we still have our conflicts. And that's a good thing because that means that we are missing each other. We care. We feel like we could do more.
Right.
It's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
But it's the, and it's the way you're saying it. You know, you might, there's the way of, hey, I think you're not prioritizing me. And then there's like not saying anything for 6 months and then going, why don't you ever pay attention to me?
Right.
You know, like,
Well, and it's, and that's the thing too, is I am that person that's like, you still love me, right? You still love me. So, and my husband's so good about being like, yes, of course I do. Yes, I go. But then it gets to a point where he's like, Melissa, ask me again. You know what I mean? But I kind of love that because it's like, okay, so you do like, you know, like, but you got to know your partner,
right?
You got to know your partner and be, you know, 18 years later, he'll still be like, yes, of course I do. Of course I do. Of course I still do. But by the sixth time in the same conversation when I ask the question, he's like, we're done. Like, I'm walking away from this.
Right. And I've gotten to be okay with that
because I realize, you know.
Because we keep on going. We're like, all right, we've talked about it. We're going to keep going.
Right? Just going in circles.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And I get that,
so
too,
get somebody to land the plane.
Right.
Because I am not that person.
I'm not that person.
He will land that plane real fast. Yeah. And he's like, I'll be over here when you're done having your existential crisis.
Well, I think that's something cool, too, is that when there's a relationship and it seems like the people fill in gaps for one another.
Right.
We're like, if that's your weakness and that's one of his strengths, or like somebody who's not good at budgeting or bills or something, you know, if somebody, or somebody who's less tidy, who learns how to be more tidy from somebody, like helping somebody wherever there's a gap in their knowledge or a gap in their skills, the other person can kind of come in and make them a complete person.
Yeah. Also don't let people into your relationships. Oh my gosh, that is like my, and I was so bad at that.
Oh, like
so
letting
long.
Like giving personal info, like
hey, you know what, I got into this huge fight with Derek and I want to know what your thoughts are on this before I even tell Derek what my problem is. That is like the number one pet peeve, and I was so guilty of it for so long because I would already go into an argument being like, well, D made 6 great points, Vince made 7 great points, I'm gonna bring all of them.
Yep.
And Derek's like, whoa, you didn't even give me a shot, but you have 6 all people these, on your team and I'm only one person.
Right.
But we do that because we want to almost like build up a team. Like, tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah, it's like
but
going into a debate. Yeah. You want all the facts. Yeah.
But think on the other end, when they come at you and you're like, whoa, I didn't see this coming at all.
Right.
Like, because when you let other people and opinions and everything in, all of a sudden they seem way worse than they actually were. It's like, wait, they didn't flip the toilet paper the way you wanted? Okay, so how in the world did it become you are the villain of our story?
Right?
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I freaked a girl out with that one time. I came in.
Wait, the toilet paper?
The toilet paper thing.
Oh, the toilet paper.
Literally, I came into the room.
We have to unpack this. This is clearly something.
All right, so get this. Just as a joke, she put the toilet paper, and I like the toilet paper facing out from the wall, not against the wall.
Yes, I don't like the way it rubs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it.
So that would be, like it going
over. I'm an over, not an under. Yeah.
Under doesn't make sense. No, I agree.
So, touches the wall.
Right, so she put it under, and I came in. I came into the living room, right? So I was like that. I came in with a completely serious face. I'm like, babe, we have to talk. And she's like, what happened? And I'm like,
that was the worst way to start.
Yeah. Because I wanted to
understand this is a make or break.
I'm a comedian and I was trying to.
That's
true.
It sounds like someone died if I say, babe, we have to talk.
Well, I was trying to make a bit out of it because it's not that serious. You know what I mean? So low. Low importance that I wanted to make it seem super important to make a joke out of it. But I guess my delivery wasn't good enough because she was like, what? And I was like, oh, you flipped the toilet thing the wrong way. Like, I felt awkward even trying to finish the joke at that point. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, this was supposed to be a joke. This was
supposed to be hilarious.
We were supposed to be laughing right now.
Yeah, no, she's and like, everybody ended up in therapy.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what happened.
And not
So you never told that joke again, yeah?
Oh no, no. That's all. That's in the vault. You know,
so
there are
another
a couple...
tip: learn from our mistakes.
Yes,
right? That's,
yes.
That's another.
Yes.
I went in too. I was trying to make it such a joke, like, because yeah. People have that debate about the toilet paper. But I thought if I would like came at it like, oh my god, you like did this unforgivable sin, right. Then it would seem like a joke. And she was like, oh, what happened?
Right? Was she neurotic?
Oh yeah, there was some stuff going on.
So then you got to know your audience.
Yes.
We've
been through this. He doesn't.
No, I. Well, because I'm.
Do you not know your audience?
He does well, not.
It's not that I don't know my audience. I just am a bit like I'm a bit guy. I'm always a bit guy. Like I'm. I was no, in the dollar a while character. Ago. I was in the dollar store, and the guy that was checking me out had, was like light skinned, had like poofy hair, and he kind of looked like The Weeknd. And I looked over him, saying, "You look like The Weeknd if he got a day job." They should call you The Weeknight because he was working at the Dollar Tree and he did not laugh. And I was like, this is funny. Why aren't you laughing? You should be laughing right now. Like
I think that's funny. I'm a comedian. It's funny. You're supposed to laugh. Start crying. Just immediately start crying.
But I do see because I understand it because I've had people in my like come up to me. I had a girl turn me around by the shoulder thinking I was Post Malone one time.
Oh, I love that for you.
I loved, which is great, but she was also the disappointment in her face when it wasn't me. It's like, oh, I'm a nobody. Like, you know what I mean?
You're not a doppelganger.
I know.
Let me tell you. Hello, Clark Kent.
Yes,
hello.
Exactly. Hello. Senator Fazio.
See, I can land the plane. I just did it. Look at that full
boom.
Circle.
All the way around.
We got it on camera.
On camera. Now you can show Derek.
Yes. Derek would be so proud.
He'd be like, yeah, do that more often, babe.
Land the plane. I can't, honey. You know, that only happens once every 5 years. Come on now.
What he should do is he should have like the computer like they do in front of you to let you know when the commercial break's coming up. So when he's like ready to end the conversation,
like
he should be like 10. You know, he can give you the countdown and he was like 3.
So
and then you could be like, all right, and we'll be back in 10 minutes. Like,
so true.
And then you could just stop it. You can go cook. You can do dinner.
Wow, can you imagine?
You could just
that
have,
would make him so
just
happy.
Have one of your producers, John Kamal, sitting next to your husband
right?
at the dinner table, and he's the one producing. He's like, all right, five
yeah,
minutes
right?
until this baseball
Mom,
discussion's over
bring
or whatever.
Yeah. If he's not into that, I know Derek probably just kind of like shuts off. Or he's so good at like making me think he is definitely paying attention when I know nothing went through. Because he'll admit, he's like, I'm a terrible listener. I'm like, yes, you are. But he's very good at looking engaged.
Oh.
But
while thinking of 30,000 things.
While like definitely being like, what were they talking about in that podcast about whatever team he's following at the time? And But I have to just get it out. And then I feel a lot better 9 times out of 10. So he's, you know,
he's doing
have
his
that
thing.
Skill.
He's
right?
doing his thing.
Yeah, have that skill of like, yeah, make them think they're listening. But
He might have developed the same skill that I do where I can recognize the pattern of somebody's voice and I know when the sentence or the thought ends.
Oh, yeah.
And then even if you're not thinking, you can still go, and you can just keep going with your thought, but because you heard them go, ba 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 ba, you can be like, oh yeah, that's like
that.
It was how the tone went down.
Or the phrases.
Certain
phrases.
Yeah. So I can still pick up even if I'm kind of drifting off. Because I do that. Like I'll admit.
In the long of the short, oh, I'm back in. Yes. In the long of the short, you got it, babe. Yes. I will make sure that I separate the whites from the colors in my washing machine. Yes, got it.
Well, especially the red ones. As long as we get the red ones out.
That'll wreck your whole
Whole shit.
Oh,
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
Like blue, it depends. If there's a fuzzy blue one, the fuzz will get off. But like, I don't know.
Do you do the fuzz with, that's a question. Because I actually was thinking about this yesterday when I was washing clothes. I was putting the blacks in, but I had a black fleece. And I'm like, I can't put that together. So I didn't. Would you put it together?
I mean, I'm a guy, so I take all of my laundry, regardless of color or fabric, and I just bunch it.
Do you see what he just did? He just gave you the I'm invested, but I actually have no idea what you just asked.
All right, here's
so
what it is.
I'm going to give you a generic answer.
Here it is.
You
I bunch
it.
I
you
bunch
have the skill.
Here's my, yeah.
You
I
guys
definitely do.
Learn this in elementary school? It's like, hey, guys, when we go to health class, the women are going to learn, the girls are going to learn all about the body parts.
They just,
the men are going to learn how to ignore women, but make them think that they're engaged.
The girls are going to go, bam, 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 bam. You just got to go,
this
yes.
In middle school health class. They have
that's right. It was right after they handed out the photocopies of all the reproductive
you all
organs.
Have that
yeah.
skill.
No, but I bunch as a guy, I bunch them all in a ball and I do this in the top of the dryer and I set it to maximum cold, maximum length, super load, and I hit start. And then throw detergent in and I just hit start. I don't think about colors and fabric types or I'll throw the sweaters. The sweaters and the towels I will
very
separate.
See, that's what I was asking, because of the fuzzies.
But everything else, I mean, I'll throw these all everything will just go. Like right. I would throw.
Yeah, no, that stresses
me. It stresses me out with the fuzzies.
My type A that I can't.
No, I'll do all black, navy, blues, darks. I'll do fuzzies, like the towels together. And then if I have a fuzzy jacket, then I'll throw it in with like quilts because then I know I can't. Of course. I can't. Fuzzy the quilt.
Yeah.
So that's where I got a little nervous.
That's the name of this podcast.
Can't fuzzy the quilt.
You can't fuzzy the quilt, even in relationships.
Which is funny because one time I did. In the dryer. No, I put a green Walmart brand towel in the dryer, and apparently it was not very good quality because when I opened the dryer, the towel was gone and all of my clothes were covered with a fine layer of green fuzz.
See, that's what I was talking about.
And I had dryer sheets in there, but it just, the towel disintegrated. So I had to wash that batch over again.
Remember, let's circle back around to the landing the plane. We could have just had that answer the first of the question that I asked at the beginning.
Yeah, but you want to know my process. My process is just taking lights, colors, darks, reds, blues, bunch them in a ball, slam them in the top of the washing machine. I do cold because I don't want to waste my hot water fuel. And then I do super load because I never know how big of a load I actually put it. There's no, because like with measuring cups in a kitchen, yep. I know how much a cup or two cups is. There's no line on the inside of my or washing machine that tells me small load, half load, super load, whatever, you know. So I just kind of go, and then I take a cap full. I actually do a cap and a half because I never know how much detergent to add. Right. I figured more is better than less.
Same. I feel the same.
Yeah. And then you can just wash the extra off because I don't want to put in too little and you have stinky clothes. So I'm thinking, but I'm just not like, separating everything out.
You're like an Italian in the kitchen. You're just eyeballing it.
Well, that's, I am Italian. That's exactly how I cook.
I get it. Me too.
I do the thing with where they say a teaspoon or a tablespoon, and I put my hand like this, and then I use the creases of my hand to figure out which one's a tablespoon or a teaspoon.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't pull out the. Why do I pull out the
why
extra thing?
Why would you
thing?
Do that? No, that takes too
something
much time.
Else you have to wash. That's silly.
Right. I don't wash my hands. I just lick them, especially if it's salt. It's fine. I just measure it out. And then...
Okay, so I am definitely bringing food when I come to your house for dinner. I can't wait.
Yes. Dude,
but you're great. You're
cute. I appreciate that. And then you mentioned your sister, and then I was like, oh, sister. What's she like? Is she married?
Yeah, right? All of them. Every show.
Wow.
Yeah, all of them. Except for my younger brother, but you're
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to hook D up with my younger brother.
Oh, okay.
I am. That is an effort that I'm currently working on.
Yeah, but D's trying to get with this girl.
I know, but she can do both.
I could do both. My brother is not upset about it. I could do it all. Listen, at this point in my life.
She just has to move to Florida, which I'm like, listen, that sounds great.
Is that a downside?
It's a downside whatsoever.
We're in Connecticut. Move to Florida. I'm just saying. 90% of the people that live in Connecticut move to Florida anyway. You're just getting ahead of the game by 30 years.
And he's cute. He's real cute.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's cute as hell.
I assume also successful, professional.
He works in the golf industry in Florida.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how bad is that?
That's awesome.
I know. I'm very aware of the situation.
Golf.
I'd hook my girl up with just garbage? Absolutely not.
I'm not into golf, though, so that would do, you know, I would be appreciative of Florida, but not necessarily the golf thing.
I serve drinks at the golf.
Oh, yes.
I don't play the game.
But you look cute in a golf outfit.
I do. I own so many reasons. Yes. It's all about the wardrobe for me when I have an event or something. They're like, do you want to? But then the guys always try to make me golf. I'm like, I'm horrible. Do not give me your... They're like, no, just do it. They just want to see me do it.
You know what you say? You ever seen the movie Grease?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I always say, because I'm the only Shekhatov that does not golf ever. I think I took one lesson once just to appease whoever it was at the time.
Somebody in your family.
Yeah. I always say that I want to be an athletic supporter.
Oh.
Yes.
If you can't be an athlete.
I mean, I've always been an athletic supporter of the sport. And that's me. I am an athletic supporter. I'm like, yo, I am so good at sitting in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Get me a bunker burger and a beer. I'm all set.
Yeah.
And I will be there to cheer you on for being 9 under or 9 over or par for the course, whatever.
I mean, I was a cheerleader forever, so I'm down.
With
hurrahing everybody. They love it. Except for when I'm loud. Because you cannot put a Puerto Rican on a golf course.
I agree.
Like, thank God the ones that I do, everybody's already drunk.
Go to the clubhouse,
full blasting music.
Right. Go to the clubhouse.
I want that to be the next Happy Gilmore movie. Happy Gilmore 3, Puerto Rican in the clubhouse.
Yes!
Just to see, like...
Wait, that would actually be hysterical.
How many times do I get cussed out in one
day? Adam Sandler, call us up. That would be hysterical.
It would be a thing.
That'd be amazing.
another reason for Adam Sandler to fly all of his friends to like Hawaii or Florida or something for a vacation slash filming a movie.
Him. I want to be his best friend. He doesn't care what he wears anywhere. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what he wore to Taylor Swift's wedding when he, what did he do? What's that thing called?
What?
He married them.
He was the officiant or something?
Yes, but I want to know his outfit. I want to know what
he wore. Honestly, like what he wore in, what was it, when he married Drew Barrymore in 51st Dates. It was just an all white.
Yeah, not a Hawaiian.
I can see that.
The linen. Beach. Yeah,
I bet you he wore something like that. Maybe not white, because that probably would have not gone over well with Taylor.
That's true.
Not that I know.
I mean, you don't know anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, and Adam Sandler likes the Bruins, so I'm a big fan. I love me my Boston Bruins.
Can I tell you a real quick story about the Boston Bruins? So I will not say the actual names, but there was a girl, the girl that I dated where I freaked her out about the toilet paper.
Yes. Yeah.
If she ever listens, she's going to know, because I've dropped two hints now.
I'm so
who
sorry.
This is. But
well,
she,
I think you're beautiful.
She dated a guy and they both had the same first initial, different first names, but they both had a B as their first name. Like Brittany and Bob, let's just say.
Okay.
So Brittany and Bob, they dated for a while, and one day they decided, we're going to get married, but they didn't want to pay for rings. So they got tattoos of the Boston Bruins logo on their wedding ring finger, which is really cool, except then they broke up and she started dating me. And
are you a Rangers fan?
Well, no, I was a Whalers fan, then I stopped watching hockey for like 20 years. And then the Vegas Golden Knights came out and did a really nice ceremony when they came. There was that shooting in Las Vegas, and then like it was their first season, and they did a thing for all the people that died. And I was like, I'm rooting for that team now. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even watching hockey at the time, the Bruins, but it was weird to see Brittany and Bobby. She just goes, and she would like tell the story. She's like, we did it because we're Brittany and Bobby. Like, she still thought it was kind of cute. Mm. And I'm like, and now,
not anymore.
15 years later, she's definitely with another guy, and I don't think she's gotten that tattoo removed.
Well, I mean, you could always say you're just married to the Bruins. So what's funny is, you know, we all have, that's another thing that's very healthy in a relationship. You have to have a pass. Mm. You have to have a pass that's never going to happen. Brad Marchand. I'm obsessed with Brad Marchand, favorite NHL player. Look him up. You're not going to think he's cute, but he is hot as hell as a hockey player.
No, I get that.
He beats the garbage out of people. He is like a total rat, and I love him. He was like on the Bruins forever. He's so
athlete.
Sexy.
Yep.
Honestly, he's so sexy. And
he's no Marc-Andre Fleury, though.
Listen, you have your people and I have my people. Here's the thing.
That joke is just for the real when I put together a picture of this guy and Marc-Andre Fleury next to him.
Okay, and here's the thing. What's so funny, and I was teaching my 7-year-old this, because he'll say, you know, I don't understand why people don't like whatever it is. And I always say, that means more for you, baby. The amount of people who don't, he's sexy, my God.
But there's a rugged thing to it, you know
God,
what I mean?
Yes, you should watch him play hockey. That's what it is watch him play hockey, and it's like, oh my gosh. But he is my pass. And I thought when you were going to say somebody with a B name, and I'm like, tell me this girl dated Brad Marchand, because there's no way. Okay.
No.
But yeah, you have to have a pass. So he's my pass. Okay. And my husband said, if Brad even knows you're on the radar, he's like, absolutely.
But there's also, by her saying that and about Derek saying that, I'm not allowed to go with her to any game in Boston. Because
I didn't land the plane. I didn't land the plane.
He thinks that, she has a pass for this guy, right?
This is true.
Okay. And they're always at games. They're always going away for the weekend. But he says that he knows if I were to go with her to a game,
I would make it happen. So my husband and I became partial season ticket holders to the Bruins about 3 years ago now. And the first season that we went, Dee was like, I've never been to a professional hockey game. And I said, you should just come. And I said to Derek, I go, because we talked about this, like if he ever has a friend that wants to go, it's fine. Yeah. Totally cool. And I said, I would really love to bring Dee to a game with me. And my husband's like, you know I'm a Dee fan. However, I'm not going to allow it. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not going to allow it? And he goes, because I know if there is anyone who will make your I want to sleep with a Boston Bruin dream come true, it's Deandra. And I'm not emotionally ready for that dream to come true right now, Melissa. And so she never came to a game with me. Now Brad is on the Florida Panthers. So it's, and of course now Derek's like, if you want to bring Dee to a game, I'm like, of course, now you want Dee to go to a game because he's... out of my realm.
Look at it this way.
God, he's so sexy.
You guys can all go.
I love that you're leaving him up on the screen.
If you go down to Florida.
God.
You go down to, here's the plan. You go down to Florida.
Where she's going to be with my brother.
Exactly.
Right?
And then you go to a Panthers game.
My brother lives there too.
Yeah. No, but it's more that you're going to have my brother to hook up with, and I'm going to get me hooked up with him. That's what you're going to do.
And you're going to hook up with a former Stanley Cup champion. That's great.
Keep the plan going. Okay, so you're moving to Florida to go date my brother. You get me connected to Brad Marchand, who is happily married with multiple children, but that's irrelevant.
Happily married with multiple children?
I mean, I'm also happily married with one child. And we like him. We do.
We like that one.
We like him?
Look at how keep him around? He is.
Oh, I thought you meant...
We like Chase. Yeah, we like Chase, my son. I don't want to ruin his life. I'm just saying, listen, this was something we agreed to.
Your son named Brad M for some reason?
No, he's sweet Chase. Sweet baby Chase. No, yeah.
But there is something about...
God, I can't stop staring at him.
There's something about a... I'll flip back to Clark Kent there.
Clark Kent!
There is something about watching someone who's really good at what they do.
Right, I agree.
Do it. Yeah. Oh.
I agree with that with everybody, though. Like, comedians, you know how, like, we go circling back around? I love saying that now.
Yeah. Right? Isn't that fun?
It's such a fun
word.
Oh, I'm going to try that one.
No, don't.
Okay. I'm not.
Probably one of the most cringe things you could say in a work email. I'll put a pin in it. No, you won't.
No, going back to our first conversation of you saying, like, you know, when you try and date and, like, you worry about, like, is she going to like my beard? Is she going to... As me being me, I use... when I date people, I don't have a type. I always loved a musician that was amazing. Mm. I loved an athlete that was... And they're not the... They were never, like, the finest people, but they were so passionate. I'm such a passionate person.
Yes.
So it's like, if I see somebody with a passion, like athlete, comedian... normal person, like, it doesn't even matter who it is, it's like I love that because in my head I'm very artsy like that, and I feel like if you have a talent and you're putting your all into it, that's sexy to me. It doesn't even matter what you look like at all. So it's like when you see people dating, you're like, oh, he's ugly, and then it's like, ask him what he does, because I could guarantee that's the reason. It doesn't have to be money, it doesn't have to be anything, it's just the personality and how somebody is with their craft.
The passion is the biggest thing to me.
And that's why, going back to you, it's not about your mustache or your beard or your hat or the way you wear your glasses.
See, you're sexy.
It's about somebody. No, it's true. Like, if everybody is in a bar.
I'm listening.
I'm already trying to do a dating thing with him. So he knows.
Lock in.
I am locking in.
No, not you. You lock in and don't do the glazed look guy thing. That's like, yeah, got it. And then wait for the catchphrase. Yes, D, I agree with you.
I'm doing a dating event with him. And he said that the only time he feels comfortable talking to women is if there is this thing in front of him. And I said, so why don't we do something live at a location where he's talking to people. And now you're comfortable.
Like that.
They're putting you on where you shine.
I
and there's going to be
you.
Somebody watching you. We just have to plan it. And you're a part of it now.
This podcast slowly moved from reading funny internet stories to my personal therapy sessions between episode like 1.5.
Are you billing him?
No, you're not billing him.
Okay, she should be.
Listen, I think that's great.
No,
we're not even allowed to clock in. You think I'm going to pay her money?
Right. This is true.
All right, I'm going to do before we because we're almost done with the thing. We'll do one story because this hour blew by. Here's one, and this ties into Toilet Paper Girl, unfortunately.
Okay, so
this is from the Disney subreddit a few years ago. My in-laws are obsessed with Disney and insist on taking me tips. My husband's family loves Disney, everything Disney. Each of their homes has a plethora of Disney memorabilia, and they go to as often as they can, including Disney cruises. My mother-in-law's in the Disney Vacation Club. They only stay on a resort at Disney. They even have their favorites. This sounds so familiar. I wonder if this is Brittany of Brittany and Bob's.
This is my future daughter-in-law. This is exactly
hardcore.
This is my future daughter-in-law.
Hardcore advocates of the Disney meal plan. These are all new things. These are all new phrases to my life. My family went to Disney World when I was 9. I was excited as a 9-year-old, but my parents by no means rich, so we didn't get much out of it as most people. It was still fun for me as a child, but as an adult, I don't have any urge to go back. I want to enjoy myself because I love them. And even though theme parks aren't my thing, I don't want to be the only one not enjoying myself. I will tell you, this is a story that actually happened to me with Toilet Paper Girl. We started dating, let's say, in like a September, August or September. And by October, she was telling me that they were planning on going the week of Thanksgiving to Disney. And she had already, they go every year, apparently, but it wasn't, hey, come to Disney with us. We're covering the trip. She's going, you are going on a Disney trip with us. And it's like $7,200 or whatever. Because again, she had her favorite resort. Which one's this? Is there like a jungle one or some sort of like, I don't know what their name's there.
Animal Kingdom Lodge?
It might have been
it's
that one.
Place.
There's a couple ones. There was like isn't there a nautical themed one? I don't even know. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's, She's roping
the boardwalk.
Yeah, she's trying to sell me on this whole trip, which I'm not a big ride guy. I don't do roller coasters.
Totally cool.
I was trying to think of the three rides that I enjoy, like my top three, and it was Jaws, Back to the Future, and E.T., which have not been at Universal Studios in 20 years.
Oh, yes.
They're all gone.
Right. They've been replaced. You should go back, though. Epic is awesome.
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, and, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff for walk-around people, but, right. Like, her sell was, you go Thanksgiving week because it's fall-themed, and then you celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then when you wake up on Friday, all the cast members have transformed Disney magically.
It's
I know.
So cool.
See, this is what I...
It's so cool. Think about that.
This is why I'm having you on to address this, because I...
Okay.
I like Disney. When I watched, you know, when I was a kid, you know. You know, I watched all the Disney movies. But then there was a certain point where Disney is like, that's a neat thing. But I don't think I've seen a Disney movie in 20 years. That's, you know what I mean? I haven't seen... I saw it like Toy Story 2 or 3, and that was about it. You know what? Two.
Fine.
Think
did last you watch The Greatest Showman? Because that's on Disney.
No, I really...
I love The Greatest Showman. Well, that's your P.T. Barnum.
So...
Yeah, it's so good.
I did not make the $7,200 investment to go on this trip, long story short, because that's a lot, especially a couple months in the relationship that didn't really last maybe a year. So it was like, that would have been a poor...
I was just going to say the toilet paper.
It wasn't, you know, listen, once I pulled that gag, it was already not going to work out for me. So I need, you are a Disney head. You can explain this to, because like me, and there's these other ones here. One of them is, am I an asshole for breaking up my Disney adult fiance over their extreme obsession? And my wife, 41 female, is Disney obsessed, and I'm 43 male at my wit's end. So it seems like when you Google this, there's a
community.
Right. There's so, two lines. It's like people who are into Disney and get it, and then there's a separate set of people like me who just don't get it.
And that's fine. I think so. I honestly, going back to, even is Brad Marchand as hot as he is? Yes, he is. But if you don't think so, more for me. So my husband is a perfect example of this. He also grew up watching Disney movies, and you know, and he's fine with Disney. That's the best way I could put it. He's fine with it. Mm. He enjoys it. He's fine with it. When my son was younger, again, my brother who lives in Florida, we would do quick trips, you know, weekend trips down to Disney to go see him, because my brother used to work for Disney, and Derek wouldn't come. And the first time it kind of was like, okay, no worries, because you don't want to do a quick turnaround trip. But then by the second, third time, I'm kind of like, what's the deal here? Do you just not want to see Chase experiencing these things? Do you just not, you can't stand it? And he's like, Melissa, here's what it is. Could I enjoy it? Sure. But when you're worried about me enjoying something that you love, it takes away your joy from it.
Right. Okay.
And all of a sudden I was like, wait, that's like the most selfless thing ever. Because I don't want to be worrying about if you're stressed, if you're too hot, if the lines are too long, if you're not having fun. Right. Like, this is my happy place. Yeah. So for me, and I don't understand these Disney adults who are like, you have to go. There are things. My husband is all Boston. Now, I grew up outside of New York City. I'm a Yankee fan. I mean, only a Boston Bruins fan, because we didn't grow up with hockey. But all the other Boston teams, I can't really stand. I'm not a Patriots fan, whatever. When my husband goes to Patriots games, I don't go with him. I'm like, that's a waste of your money. And he's like, well, I would love for you to experience it. Right, but I'm not going to enjoy it. So go with a friend. Right. Same thing with the Red Sox. Same thing with the Celtics. Right. I don't go to those games because I'm like, it's a waste of money. Go with a friend.
Right.
So I don't know why Disney adults aren't like that. I really don't get it. It is a passion, but I don't know why we treat Disney differently than we would like a sports team or a hobby. Like, if you want to play volleyball, I'm not into volleyball. Like, go play. I mean, if this family wants to go, and it's what, a woman who's upset about it, and her husband's family.
Yeah, her husband and her husband's family are like,
You either say, you know, hey, I will go because that's something that is important to you, but I'm going to be at the resort, or I'm not going to be going to the parks with you. But explain the fact that it's like, it's not that I don't want to be with you. It's that it's going to take away your joy because you're too worried about me not enjoying it.
No, that makes sense. I get that.
That's what we did in our family. And the amount of times I've gone to Disney without Derek, and it doesn't bother me. I'm going in August with Matthew and my other sister, Amy Jo, without Derek.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't want to go, and that's okay. That's fine.
But it does seem like Disney, because I've been to 5 WrestleManias, 2 in New Orleans, 2 at MetLife Stadium Jersey, and one in Florida. I would never, like, if there was somebody I was dating, and I'd be like, hey, I'm going to invest this money on this trip. It's a whole weekend. It's 4 or 5 days, whatever. Right. And then, you know, I'm going to this stadium show, to football stadium. I would never expect them to be like, oh, well, I'm going to tag along, even though I don't like wrestling or not. I'm like, listen, it's not, I don't want, I'm the same way. I don't want you to go and then me trying to be like, okay, so listen, Roman Reigns is, no, he used to play football at, you know what I mean? Like trying to explain 30 years of wrestling history during your show. Yeah.
I think there's like a balance, you know, right. I mean, again, like I said, with the sports thing, I don't look forward to going to any of, especially Derek's sports teams that I'm outwardly against. Yeah. But you know, I think there's that middle ground where you can say, I don't want to take away your joy, but if there's an important thing, like the Patriots a few years ago were in the playoffs and they had a brand new quarterback and Derek was all stoked about it. He was going to the Buffalo Stadium, the Buffalo Bills Stadium. Total like enemy territory. And I was worried for him. And I thought, I don't want you to go by yourself. So I went with
him. And that's also fun, though.
Because, you know, like you go to support. There's one thing to go and support, but then there's another. And again, it was like $70 tickets because we were in the nosebleeds. But I think you can ride that line. Yeah. But I don't understand where it's like, hey, if you're not into it, you're not for me. Like, no, that's ridiculous. Works, again, keep your individuality.
Right.
Yes.
You know, like we were talking about earlier, like it's okay that you're all this. You don't have to be part, because it takes away your joy of it. Right. You just don't get to enjoy it.
And plus, I'm like the person, like when I'm dating somebody, I'll try everything once. I'll do it once and then we'll talk about it. Like, okay, great. I'm, you know, I'm glad I was there to support you with your team, but it, you know, like even wrestling, I'm not a big wrestler, but I love the Twins, like back in the day, like the Bella Twins. Sure. And like, I watched the show and I'm like, I would just go for the experience.
I go
the
to
fun.
See why you love it so much.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
After that, in 99%, exactly. I probably wouldn't enjoy it. After that, exactly. I'd be like, you go enjoy. But to go and to relate to your person, they should.
Yeah.
I mean, they should. If you really care about that person and your passions, they should. Mm-hmm. After that, though, I think an honest conversation, like that's not my passion, is okay.
Yeah, I think that was one of the early red flags that relationship wasn't going to work out. And then a couple months later, there was a bad, do you remember maybe 2012, 2013, there was like a bad snowstorm that left us like covered in snow for a week and everything was kind of like shut down.
I remember that.
When it actually used to snow here.
Right,
before when you open the door and it's halfway, like, you open it, it's like the same door thing. Yeah. You're like,
we used too much Aquanet and Vavoom hairspray and we ruined the ozone layer.
Correct.
But when we had real snow and it was like a foot high and we were literally snowed in, we had Netflix and every single movie she put on was a Disney animated feature. To the point where I was like, can we please just put on anything live? Right. Like, I will take a rom-com at this point. Like, whatever. Yeah.
No, I get that. But also, if she saw that you weren't enjoying... Again, take a cue. like notice your partner's reactions. Like, is he on the phone the whole time I'm enjoying and happy about this movie? All right, let's swap the movie out. Let's do a comedy. Let's do something different. Like, that's the... It's about realizing who your partner is and their personalities. And it's like... It's about balance and doing things for each other to a certain extent. Like, you know what I mean? You didn't have to. You don't have to sit there. That's even me. I don't think I can handle that either.
Well, go back to Kindergarten Basics. Okay. Yeah. We share, right? I pick the last movie. Right. You pick the next movie. Yes. I don't even know why we learn these skills in kindergarten, but we don't apply them as adults. Kids do it better than we do.
That's very
true. It's wild. Yeah. It's wild. Crazy.
Yeah. And it was a strange time in my life because I was just... I feel
Toilet
like a Vietnam.
Paper,
yeah.
Disney movies.
You had a moment.
Thank you for your service.
I had a.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for my service. Yes.
Seriously.
You ever interview Jesse Ventura? Did he call in when he was running for governor of Minnesota? Melissa, it's good to talk to you on 6:60 a.m. I'm in the Baja right now.
I love that for you.
Do you still talk to her or see her?
No.
Good.
She shows up on the. She has shown up on the People You May Know on TikTok thing. And I'm like, no. Because her phone number is still saved in my phone from all these years ago. So, you know, the kite comes up as a People You May Know in contact. I'm like, I can't.
And every time you go to the bathroom, you think of her.
Yeah. Especially because there was.
Serious. There's things that trigger us.
I'll leave you with this. I do have a picture on my phone of one time I had bought a new toilet, but I don't know if you know, when you buy a new toilet, the seat that comes with it's kind of cheap.
Yes.
And you should always buy a real seat afterward.
Totally.
Right. So I didn't, and I knew it was kind of falling off, but like, I'm a guy, so it's fine for me. I don't, I've, you know, how often am I sitting on, you know what I mean? Like, not as much as a woman. So I hear this noise. She lifted and she broke, and she lifted and then she sat on it. And the pin slid out, so the pin slid, and then the whole...
Oh, my God, that's happened to me. That is not cool.
And then, so I come in, and she's sitting on a half in the...
I'm watching it.
And then she's holding holding the top up like this, and the only thing I could think to do was get out my phone and just go, bip, take the
solicitation.
You still have it. I need to see that, actually. We would like to see that.
I would like some evidence.
I'll have to go way, way back. Because, I mean, I gave you the date. I'm going to have to go back 13 years on this phone to see if the picture's there. But I'm sure it's there.
I believe in you.
She looked very humiliated. So I guess there were a lot of bad things that happened in that bathroom because... It all started with a joke about flipping the toilet paper.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on that, though. Like, what makes people think that it should go under like that? All I can think of,
I thought you were talking about me making the joke. Their tits touching the wall.
I'm still mad about it because I was actually going to do a TikTok the other day while I was peeing. And
how does that make sense when a full roll
literally touches the wall? What if a little kid was there before and put... there and now you're rolling it and cleaning the like I really thought
this
about
is what
this.
Keeps her up at night
it keeps you up at night, this is
why you should get a work wife, because when real problems are happening your work wife will remind you that this is what keeps her up at night, and now all of a sudden my problems are like, oh, I can take a break from that. It's good for your mental
and then
health.
You can help her get through that.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden I'm less mad at Derek because I realize I just saved a nation.
Yes,
with Dee's mental state,
right?
And so maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not so bad, I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm sorry you thought about that.
It's not a bad... This is a very fair thought.
It's a big thought, especially here.
Especially here.
You're safe now.
I mean, I know it's safe here because we're not gross, but...
We're also not in the bathroom, which is nice.
Yeah, thank you for that.
It's the, you know,
thank
this
you
is
for that.
Only the second smallest room in the building next to the bathroom, but we're here.
I'm going to do the video today.
Do it.
I'm going to do the video.
You're going to do the... Yes, we need a poll.
I'm doing the video.
Of people.
I'm doing the video.
The top or the...
Should I actually be on the toilet? Yeah, I have to because it's the view. Okay.
It's the POV from the toilet. Oh. Yeah.
I can't wait to tune into TikTok.
You can't have the chicken frying while you're recording this video, though. You know what I mean? You got to get your business done first and then start recording.
I agree with that.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
True.
Was there wind chimes in the background? What happened?
It's so romantic.
Is somebody filling their Stanley cup? I hope. Like, what is this? What is that noise? While we're talking about toilet paper.
All of those things. It's like the rainforest stick we used to get.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Remember?
That thing is amazing.
That's what that is. That's what the background of Dee's next TikTok is. That.
Yes.
So you're welcome, yes. America.
ASMR rain sounds. Yep. Yes. That's what we'll call it.
I love that. Listen, people buy weirder things.
No, they do. And if you end up, because there's that trend of like guys that review food while sitting in their cars.
Do it from the toilet.
You could be the new one who's like, you review, you're like, look at the toilet paper from the toilet. So that's your new lane. That's like your niche. Toilet reviews.
I did a niche.
Yeah.
You got a niche.
Toilet reviews.
I don't know. I'm still trying to find it. People always ask me what it is. I'm like, I don't know, just living.
Yeah.
Doing random things.
You could do like alliteration, toilet talk.
Toilet talk. You
get your best thoughts on the gold.
Because I call Erica, my cousin always says, why do you always call me when you're in the toilet?
Because
I
was like, that's where you get your best
thoughts. Yeah, and nobody's bugging you and annoying you. Yeah. And like you hide in there, especially being a mom.
I mean, I do stuff like that on my stories for Instagram. Mm-hmm. I call it the driveway dump, which means when I get into my driveway, I have a lot
the
of
toilet
things
dump,
to dump
that
by.
Would just sound crazy.
The toilet dump.
the toilet talk. You have to do alliteration.
Right. Yeah,
toilet
you can't,
talk,
you can't
driveway
do the,
dump.
I don't
want to
do the toilet dump.
Car chat. It has to be alliteration. That's the news.
Okay.
Yeah, toilet talk. Okay. I love that for you.
All right. Well, we're towards the top of the hour here, and before we go, we'll plug some socials and all that stuff because I guess we'll have a mini discussion about this as well. Because Melissa, when I follow you, you don't just post like the stuff about what's going on air. Like you do like full on skits, and there's music and production, and there's like, I didn't realize that there was the trend of like getting your microphone put on before a documentary meme thing.
Oh,
and
yes.
I saw your video and then I saw a bunch of others. I was like, oh, this is like,
it's a thing.
A thing. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but no. So what is your, how do people get in touch with you or follow you? And then
that's really sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I only use Instagram. I'm not cool with the TikToks and the Facebooks or anything like that. So just on Instagram, the right news with a W in front of right. So the WRIGHT. News.
And I love it because there's little skits and like, you know, you would do stuff with like Norman comes in
Norm
or Agent comes in.
Yeah, like did some with AJ on Child and AJ. Yeah, we have a good time. And D, I do a bunch with D and people around the office. You haven't been in any of them.
I
Why
haven't
are you avoiding me?
Been around.
Well,
I can We can change. Yeah, we can definitely change that. I mean, I'm here right now.
We
can
do one today. That's fine. We should do one after this.
We got, you know, if you got time, for sure. Yeah,
it's a good time.
And then what? You're on. What's your air shift on 660?
Sure. So on from 5 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Yep. WACC 600 a.m. and 95.9 FM.
5 to 10.
Yeah. Five hours.
What time
show.
Do you get here in the morning, Melissa?
3:30 sharp. It's a good time to be alive. I get up before the sun. It's great.
Yeah, even when the sun and the clocks change,
correct.
You're
still
getting
up
before
the
sun.
Yeah, the sun is lazy. Honestly, I don't know why I can't get on my schedule. But yeah, no, 3:30, baby. It's a dark hour.
The waking up that early, because, you know, doing morning radio in the summer, that's fine. The winter, that's the worst.
See, it's so funny because, yeah, it's depressing, but I guess dark is dark. The summer is so hard to fall asleep, though.
Yeah,
it's light till like 9 o'clock, and my bedtime's 7. So it's brutal. And then you have people who are doing their barbecues and their fireworks, and I'm like, guys, girlfriend's trying to sleep. It's been 3 hours, and I still can't sleep. So I actually struggle more in the summer, but it is more depressing in the winter. True that.
Right, and this is how I know I'm getting old. Somebody was lighting off fireworks at 11 o'clock the other night.
Too late.
On July 5th.
Shouldn't be doing that.
And like, I was like, no. And then they started lighting some off at like 11:20. Like I was like 11 o'clock and then 11:25. I'm like, if they go for the grand finale at midnight, I am calling the police. And then I stop and go.
Did you call the police?
I actually, they stopped. They didn't continue.
They heard
lucky. You. Lucky. Manifested lucky
it. You manifested
but I'm
it.
But I could tell, like, oh, this is me getting old, being like, ah, these guys, they're disrupting my cats and all this other stuff.
Stoop man's afraid to leave his stoop. Yeah. That was you.
And but then.
Don't come on my stoop. You knew exactly.
Yeah,
hey,
we're all the same, generation here. But I also looked at it and I go, they had the canisters of the fireworks in the road.
Yeah.
And there were trees and bushes around. Yeah. And like then part of me was like,
and now you're like, you're going to start a forest fire.
Yeah. My house is going to have to go outside.
I was like,
honestly,
Fire Marshal Bill. Yeah.
My news heart is so proud of you.
I was Fire Marshal Bill that night. And I'm like, what happened to you? You used to just light off bottle rockets and let them go. Like that was just me.
Right.
Yeah. No, we're done with that.
Once you're almost
life.
At 40, things just change. Little things. If I'm sitting in silence, and my daughter like wants to talk to me. I guess we heard about it. She's like, you never want to talk to me. I was like, no, it's just like 9 o'clock. Like, I'm just so done by then. I just want to like be alone in the quiet. And then during that time, I feel like fireworks lasted way longer than they needed to this year. Like it's, I heard them last night as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah. And then Guilford had them on the 11th. Give it up, Guilford.
Why are you so late? Probably because it was raining every day.
Yeah,
for, like,
that's
2 weeks.
Yeah, we did have some bad rains,
but
still,
let's stop it.
There, I think there's a bubble. If you're doing fireworks after like July 6th, like if I can get my free Slurpee, and there's still
a lot to do with it though.
Oh yes,
so it's like, because now we're into this whole thing. Like, you know how people are like, I celebrate my birthday for the whole month.
Yeah,
that's what we are doing lately. Where it's like, oh, we're 250 this year, so we're just gonna. I mean, there were people I feel like doing fireworks in March, and I'm like, guys, we haven't even made it to July 4th.
Yeah,
at least in our neighborhood.
No, that's true.
They were starting in the spring, and I'm like, wait, what's happening? Time out on the play. We haven't made it to the birthday yet.
There's a lot of celebrations.
Like, let's just take it down a notch. But you know, but that's that the neighbors felt like, hey, more for us and less for you because you're mad about it. You know, it always comes back to that. Yeah. More for me, less for you.
It's true.
And so that was what that floated their boat. That floated it. That's what it did.
All right. How about you, D? How do people find you online?
You can find me at Real D TV, double E's everything. Real D TV. Come say hi. Come like me. Come love me. Come watch me.
Excellent. And I'm at @OSnapVince, all one word, on most social media.
I love that.
You can also, if you see the blue car in the parking lot with the OSnap license plate, that's me. It's all branding, baby.
Wow. I just connected those dots together. I was wondering.
Yeah, that's me. And then at Laughable Advice on social media as well, if you want to follow the show. Subscribe on YouTube, which helps. We're on Audio Boom, so just subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And if you have a story or advice that you want, send an email, laughableadvice@gmail.com. Because I find these on Reddit. Listen, there's a lot of miserable people on the internet that want to complain about their significant other. I have endless stories, but I want people from Connecticut. Yeah. I want people to listen to this show. If you've got a problem, we'll try and solve it, or at least we'll make you laugh about it.
Make
you feel good.
Because no problem's really that serious. We can put a smile on your face.
Yes, absolutely. I think we've done it all. We've done it so far with the stories we have. But I want local people. I want to know what's going on around here.
Yeah,
so that's our plea at laughableadvice@gmail.com. I think that's going to do it. Yeah. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. The more subscribers we get, maybe we get like monetization stuff. We're not quite there yet. So views, thumbs ups, shares, all that stuff really actually matters when you first start out with podcasts. So this isn't me begging, but it's kind of me begging. Just watch the show, share it, and all that stuff. You're right. Awesome. Well, until next time, Melissa, thank you. Dee, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Vince. This has been Laughable Advice. We'll see you next time.
Later.